So right now, we've got Pat on the line, and it looks like we've got something coming. As Pat, the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning now for us. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Let me tell you.
You've got one hell of a storm you have to follow here.
It kills me because, you know, they put out a watch, then they change it to a warning. I guess that there's procedures that they have to follow.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what it comes down to, because it really is crazy if you have to, if you really have to try to keep up with all these watches and warnings, no doubt about it. I'm looking right now at a Euro ensemble, which is different versions of the Euro model. And I was just looking at it to see what they are actually doing, of course, for Christmas week. And I find it to be very intriguing. But before we get to that, let's go to our forecast and let's see, what did they have originally? It was a winter storm watch for Thursday afternoon to Saturday morning. You say that's changed to a warning?
Yep.
Okay. They have winter storm warnings for the Berkshires.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I don't know what's making them do that, but because I'm seeing more and more data. Well, again, there's nothing in effect for Hartford, by the way. I just want you to know that.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in effect for Hartford or the rest of the state, which is a little bit confusing. But, I mean, I think, you know, most of the state will probably wind up with rain as opposed to snow and rain. So that's one thing. But in the meantime, let me go through this very carefully, because things are changing. As we speak, I'm looking at here we go. Okay, so they put out from 7 p.m. this evening until 10 a.m. Saturday, but it's only, it looks to me just like it is only for
Northern
Litchfield, Northern Berkshire, Southern Berkshire, Bennington, Weston, Windham, East Windham, including the cities of Torrington, Pittsfield, North Adams, Great Barrington, Stamford, Bennington, Brattleboro, West Brattleboro, and Bellows Falls. And they're saying 4 to 10 inches. Well, that may not be out of the realm of possibilities here. We do expect clouds to increase 35 to 40. Wet snow and a wintry mix will arrive early this evening, low to mid-30s. Wintry mix will change to rain 35 to 40 tomorrow, but heavy snow and ice, 3 to 6 inches or more from the Catskills to the Berkshires. Cloudy and windy with rain and snow showers Saturday, 35 to 40. And then some sun and windy mid-30s on Sunday. We could all see additional, even people who have gone to rain, could go back to snow Friday night behind the storm and pick up a light accumulation as well. So when all is said and done, I think 3 to 6 or more is definitely going to be a pretty good estimate.
It's funny. It's rare. I think they've done it about 5 or 6 times over the past 10 years, where they'll split Litchfield County into a north and south.
Right.
Yeah, they don't do that very often. What the heck was that?
That's the phone.
Wow, sounded like a car.
And that's not even in the weather center. How about that? It's outside. You know, not outdoors, yeah. But it's outside in another room.
Well, you're going to be a busy guy looking at charts today.
It's been hectic all morning. I got up at 2. Instead of 2:45.
Now, don't let people know, how many radio stations do you deal with?
About 35.
So listen to this, folks. 35.
Right, but aside from that, we have the movie clients that are all over the place. And we have government contracts, a lot of DOTs. We have a Department of Transportation in New Hampshire, and that's not an easy call with this storm. So for them, they have to get a lot more specifics and explicits. For instance, they need to know when the snow or sleet will start, if it's going to be rain, when the exact changeover to rain will occur. When will the first 2 inches fall so they can get the plows ready and they can plow? What will the temperatures be? Do they need to salt or sand? I mean, you have no idea. No idea.
Now, how many of your clients are affected by this storm?
Almost all.
I can't.
Almost all. Because we have stations in Minnesota, too. And they're under a winter storm warning for the second day in a row now with the parent storm.
You know, what's funny about, I don't know how you can put all 35 things together to get ready for 5 o'clock in the morning. It's just crazy.
Well, I mean, I do prep work the day before, a lot of prep work the day before. And then if I have to change anything, I change it first thing in the morning. Just out of curiosity, I said, let me see what's happening now in Minnesota. I'll be going to them. They're an hour behind us. Yep. So I go to them at, like, within about, maybe 40 minutes. For a live report. 1/4 mile S plus heavy snow. And their temperature, get this, which is unusual, 32 degrees. So it is a heavy, wet snow that they're getting, which is unusual for Minnesota. But that will change. And the reason it will change is because over the weekend, they will drop below zero at night and only rise into the single numbers during the day. So this wet snow will become a fluffy snow. And I warned them at the beginning of the week that on Monday that they were going to see double digit snowfall, and so far they're approaching that. So that's another reason why, I mean, it's busy, but what's nice is that I could see what's happening out west because I have to forecast for that area, so I have an idea of what's coming here. You know, yeah. It's unfortunate I have nothing west of Minnesota right now, so I don't know what's coming into them. So they're basically, you know, the start of storms, and then it gets carried over to us.
Well,
all right. So much for that. Yeah, it's going to be just a lovely day. I know that.
So I have a dental appointment set for tomorrow afternoon. I guess I should cancel that.
Well, it's going to be rain tomorrow afternoon.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I you don't understand. There's going to be slush and stuff around, and I am not going to walk around with crutches in slushy and rainy conditions.
Well, there's only one. I wouldn't cancel until tomorrow morning.
All right. Well,
because what if when you come out tonight, it may be a little slushy early in the morning, but then if the temperature does go into the mid-30s tomorrow and it's all rain, that could all get washed away.
Well, I'll wait and see what happens.
I totally agree. You have to wait and see what happens, Marshall. Yeah. Yeah.
There we go,
folks. Yeah, like you said, we were talking about this back on Monday.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I don't like, I don't like what I think could take place for the Christmas weekend, beginning Friday, next Friday, into Sunday.
Well, what do you think might
be? I see part of the polar vortex dropping right down and coming into Pennsylvania and circling around into New York State. And that could combine with a low-pressure system offshore to bring wintry precip Friday, next Friday, the 23rd, only to be followed by unseasonably cold, windy, blustery weather over the Christmas weekend. And that does not mean that we can't have some snow showers or snow squalls. It looks like a very wintry pattern taking hold starting next Friday.
All right. Well, let's go over the forecast.
Well, for today, we have developing clouds. Tonight, wet snow and a wintry mix, low to mid-30s. That wintry mix goes over to rain, 35 to 40, but heavy snow and ice, 3 to 6 inches or more from the Catskills to the Berkshires. Just don't pay any attention to that. Then on Saturday, rain and snow showers, 35 to 40. Some sun and windy Sunday in the mid-30s.
All right. We'll follow your forecast all day today, Pat. Have a good, busy day and drink
you got that right.
Drink some camille tea. What is that? What is that tea that makes
you calm? Chamomile tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Okay, Marshall. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning and the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.